Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Chris Moore, the local appliance repairman who will come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Check around. You won't find another repairman as qualified as Chris for a price as low as that. And Chris has been fixing appliances for over 45 years now. So you're getting a lot of experience at a great saving. So why would you even consider buying a new appliance if yours isn't working right when Chris Moore can fix it for a fraction of the cost of a new one? And with prices the way they are today, the big bargain in appliances is Chris Moore. Put his number on your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need it. It's 523-5911. The weatherman says partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. On Thursday, mostly sunny and cool, high temperatures in the upper 50s. And for Thursday night, cloudy with lows in the lower 40s. Topping Wednesday's local news, shots reported again in the city, this time in an apartment building on 59th Street. Police said they received several calls of shots being fired in the apartment. When they got there, they located a man on the second floor who's believed to have discharged a gun through his floor into the apartment below. No injuries were reported in connection with the incident, and the reason why those shots were fired is being investigated by city detectives. Authorities said a 34-year-old suspect in the second floor apartment was detained for questioning, and charges in the case are pending. Detectives told us that the gun believed used in the incident has been secured by the police for further investigation. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. You're going to like these two drugstores because they take care of you. They know you by name, they find out what you want, and they help you get it. They'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. And talk about friendly. There's none better. The owners are in the store, and they treat you like the special customer that they believe you are. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. And if you'd like your prescriptions delivered right to your door free, just call them at 260-1918. They're locally owned and operated drugstores, and they show it. In other news, we went from almost summer-type weather for a couple of days anyway to another nasty storm that blew through our area yesterday. That storm caused several trees to fall and wires pulled down with them. Plenty of power outages reported, but luckily no serious injuries. Police and volunteer fire companies kept busy for hours, checking on downed power lines, power failures, and trees blocking several roads. And several first responders were called into action to direct traffic around downed limbs and at traffic lights that were out due to the power outages. But authorities tell us by Wednesday morning, the winds had died down and the power companies were able to restore most of the power, along with a number of other problems caused by that storm. A man cutting grass on Lancelot Drive in Wheatfield said a person riding by on a bike spit on his lawn and made reference to a Trump sign he had on the lawn. That homeowner said this has happened several times in the past, and this time he hopped off his lawnmower and followed the suspect, then called the sheriff's department. That bike rider was located by deputies and denied spitting on the lawn and said that homeowner has challenged him to a fight several times over the incidents that he said he didn't do. He told deputies he does a lot of bike riding and that he doesn't want to have a problem with that homeowner and doesn't want to fight him. Then deputies gave that bike rider a little bit of advice. They told him to find a different route to ride his bike in. At the County Department of Social Services on Niagara Street in the Falls, a man sitting on a table there that was clearly marked not to sit on was asked to get off by a sheriff deputy on duty there, but instead of leaving, he began to threaten the deputy, telling him he's going to F him up. That deputy, trying to give him a break, escorted the man outside the door, but when that man, now identified as Wesley Wynn, tried to come back into the building, Wynn was taken into custody by the deputy when he tried to stop Wynn from walking back in and was pushed away by him. Wynn was charged with disorderly conduct and with obstructing governmental administration. And of course, as preferred by New York State's bail reform, he was released on an appearance ticket for a later date in city court. A driver that reportedly hit the rear of a parked car at an intersection on the Town Line Road in the town of Lockport was arrested after deputies located that vehicle and determined that the operator was intoxicated. No injuries were reported in the crash, and deputies said the driver, now identified as Juliana Thompson, told deputies that she left the area after the accident because there was no damage to the other car. But after locating the car and talking with Thompson, deputies said they could smell alcohol coming from the vehicle and asked Thompson if she had been drinking, with her allegedly admitting that she had a glass of wine earlier in the day. Police said they administered several sobriety tests to Thompson, which she failed, and consequently was charged with driving while intoxicated, leaving the scene of a property damage accident, and with drinking alcohol in a motor vehicle after authorities say they found open beer in the car. Her car was towed and she was held in the county jail pending arraignment in cap court on those charges. In a school board vote yesterday, all budgets throughout the county were reportedly okayed by the voters. The only one that reportedly didn't make it was on Grand Island, where that budget is expected to be reworked and presented again later. Here in Niagara Falls, the budget came in millions of dollars short, but was able to go through due to a special savings fund that was put together for the past 11 years by School Superintendent Mark Lorry. He said with the board allowing that special savings fund to be used, this year's budget was adopted without any tax increases, layoffs, or program cuts. Word comes from Catholic Health that their EMS liaison team were scheduled to honor EMS providers and first responders from across the county in an evening awards dinner at the Sanborn Fire Company on Wednesday. That event recognizes outstanding calls submitted by regional partners that highlight skill, expertise, and life-saving work that often goes unseen. That recognition comes as Mount St. Mary's Hospital expands its commitment to emergency preparedness and cross-agency collaboration through a new simulation lab that they've built, a key initiative during National EMS Week. At the same time, the team says it's advancing hands-on training opportunities, including the development of their new lab at Mount St. Mary's that will feature multiple simulation rooms and realistic home environment, allowing EMS workers to train in scenarios that mirror real-life emergencies. The hospital president, Jeremy Esman, emphasized the importance of these principles, saying strong collaboration with the EMS and first responder partners is essential to delivering exceptional care. And he added, when they train together and understand each other's capabilities, they ensure safer transitions and better outcomes for all communities. If you'd like more information on the EMS training labs, you can receive that information by contacting Mount St. Mary's Hospital. Do you know how to properly pound in a nail? Well, if you do, you might be interested in this. The Niagara Regional Construction Alliance has announced that their annual summer picnic will return on June 24th at the West Canal Marina in North Tonawanda, but this year's event takes a slightly different turn, with their beloved nail driving contest being reimagined. And this year it'll be a fundraising competition to benefit the United Way of Niagara. Each year many participants and local construction crews take part in the nail driving contest, but this year Larry Quigliano says not only will nail driving be fun, but money raised during the contest will go to help several people through the United Way.
We've always done a nail driving contest for probably the last 40 years. Part of the association was part of the picnic. It's three-man teams, and we set up the boards with the nails, and the first team to get all the nails countersunk in properly wins, and we just keep rotating, and the winning team moves to the end. And years past, it's just been some door prizes that the winning team would win. This year, we're teaming up with the United Way. It's costing $50 for the sponsor. And then all the money raised from the nail driving contest and the teams would be donated to the United Way.
Quigliano says the whole idea of the picnic is to get community partners together for some food, drink, and networking, and some friendly competition. He said contractors, tradespeople, business owners, and anyone in the community who's interested could join in. And individuals, companies, and family members who can't take part in person are encouraged to sponsor a team or individual to help spur on the fundraising and to try to find out who really can nail it. And finally, workers and volunteers are getting ready to set up this year's Field of Flags in Hyde Park near the Veterans Memorial. It's to honor veterans serving and to those who have served, some giving up their lives to protect our freedom. The Field of Flags will display nearly 1,000 flags in honor of the veterans and is the brainchild of former City Councilman Ken Tompkins, who told us the flags will be on display in Hyde Park from Memorial Day to Labor Day. The Field of Flags has been presented since 2023 in the park and has grown immensely since Tompkins took over, with the display actually starting in 2023 when about 50 flags were originally placed at the memorial. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So contact our Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. And remember, as long as it keeps raining outside, you could practice your golf inside at the Links of Niagara. For details or for a look at the links, check them out online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net, or for your convenience, on Facebook when you enter niagararadio.net in their search bar. It's real local news, fair and free. And here, on the Real Niagara Radio, I'm Sal Panessa.